Anybody here?
Gossip.
Gossip.
Celebrity.
Gossip. Hollywood.
Gossip. It's that time to dish again.
Celebrity gossip is coming up next.
Mm-hmm, I know that's right.
Okay, so after 15 years, Jessica Simpson returned to the stage at South by Southwest in Austin, Texas for her first live performance in over a decade. Yeah, it doesn't really sound any different to me. Justin Bieber said on his Instagram stories that, quote, "I personally have always felt unworthy, like I was a fraud, like when people told me I deserve something." We all feel that way, dude. The Electric State is now streaming on Netflix.
The bot rebellion was ugly.
Stop it!
They don't eat. They don't sleep. They don't blink. I blink.
When the robots deviated from their assigned task, we banished them to the Electric State.
Okay, so you would not think that that is what, this show is something you'd be interested in from that audio, but it's about this orphan teen played by Millie Bobby Brown, who's on a journey across the American West to find her brother with a peculiar robot and quirky wanderer played by Chris Pratt. He's the one saying, "I blink." Anyway, it looks really good. I told you I had re-upped my Netflix, and now they've upped their game, and I'm sticking with them for a little bit. Macaulay Culkin is 44, and he still hasn't learned to drive. What? I can't believe Brenda Song allows that. Oh, and yeah, there's a new movie on the way from Disney, possibly?
Some entertainment news. Disney just released a trailer for their live-action remake of Lilo and Stitch.
What?
Yeah, you can tell they're running out of ideas because their next movie is an animated remake of the live-action remake of the animated movie The Lion King.
Wendy Williams already taped her interview for today's episode of The View. Oh, that is a train wreck you cannot look away from. John Malkovich plays Moretti, a former musician now leading a cult, in the movie Opus.
Mr. Moretti will be playing the greatest album of modern times. Future times, all the times, really. And there is more to come. So much more.
What is it that you guys do?
Would you like to see?
Yeah, that's Ayo Edebiri from The Bear, who stars as a journalist who ventures into Malkovich's secluded compound only to uncover disturbing secrets about his true motives. I am getting Koresh flashbacks. And some quick takes this morning. Nikki Glaser will return to host the Golden Globes in 2026. Yay! Oasis is making a movie out of their reunion tour. Boo! Alex Lifeson says drummers started reaching out to audition for Rush just minutes after the news of Neil Peart's death broke. Ew. And John C. Reilly has a new song out. Yeah, that John C. Reilly. I don't know. And a dirt alert. So I mentioned this in the Sort of Sports report that Tiger Woods has been quietly dating Vanessa Trump, the ex-wife of Don Jr. They were seen at a tournament along with her son Ari. And a Kardashian alert. Oh, y'all. Sometimes I wonder what Kim Kardashian is thinking. She said that Chris Humphries only paid for 1/5 of her engagement ring when she married him. She covered the rest.
Wait, Lorraine, my Chris Humphries ring was an emerald cut, right? How many carats? 18?
About 18 with the sides.
Did you keep it?
I didn't keep that. I was pregnant with North, still married to him. And in order to divorce him, he said I had to give him the ring.
That she bought,
by the way. That I bought.
Wow. Yeah. Savage.
She contributed a fifth.
You know what? Best getting rid of, yeah, what you could have done. Was
I know, but I would have loved a collection.
A collection. Hey, I told you it was a Kardashian alert. I warned you up front. Don't blame me. That's it. That's the Daily Dust. And it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance Morning Go and B104.3. You're welcome.